Blackstone Audio presents Heroes, from Alexander the Great and Julius Caesar to Churchill and de Gaulle, by Paul Johnson. This book bears the following dedication to my granddaughters Edith, Agatha and Daisy. Introduction. What is a hero? In the western desert of Egypt, some 20 miles from the nearest road, you come across solitary tombs of stone, much weathered by the wind. Some are buried in the sand. They may be 3,000 or even 4,000 years old, and testify to the veneration once felt for men of outstanding virtue or generosity or heroism by their younger contemporaries, who built the tombs to mark their respect and perpetuate the memory of the dead. The names have long since been obliterated by time and weather, but a certain sanctity hovers around the spot still. So too in the Alps and the Tyrol, in the Pyrenees and the Carpathians, little shrines by the wayside and rustic ornamental fountainheads over springs commemorate the lives of local men or women who once struck their neighbours as remarkable. Occasionally the name survives. Usually time has imposed anonymity, but the spirit of virtue hovers over the illustrious dead. The names do not matter. It is the principle of honouring the good or the brave which strikes us. Dr. Johnson records in his A Journey to the Western Islands his visit to Iona, and in particular what he believed to be the cemetery of the ancient Scottish kings and other famous men. The place filled him with awe, and he commented, "By whom the subterraneous vault are peopled is now unknown. The graves are very numerous."